Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest United West Ham podcast. I'm stood with Steve Armstrong on St Matt Busby Way. It's raining, it's been raining all day. There's 2 hours before the kickoff to Chelsea. And just as soon as I started speaking, a family of walking past wearing, the father's wearing a jester hat and a pale brown leather jacket. His wife is holding a football and he's wearing a jumper and it's pissing down, and the two kids are not prepared for the rain either. A young man has just walked up, Sean, who is a United fan, and we featured him on the podcast a couple of years ago when I went to Reading away on the Mudsa bus, the Manchester United Disabled Supporters Association. And how old are you now, Sean?
22.
So I think Sean would have been about 18 at that time. And thought we'd join you again, Sean.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to the game today against Chelsea?
Yes. But if we play like we did against Chelsea and at Stamford Bridge in the FA Cup and don't get a man sent off,
yeah,
like Hander Herrera, like Michael Oliver did send him off, but that was not a blatant foul. He didn't even touch the guy the second time, did he? And I hope we beat him, and I hope we get to 60 points, and then at least then we're 4 behind City, and then next weekend we go to Burnley.
Are you going?
Yeah. Me and my dad are going to, and I hope we get a good result there and get to 63 points, even though City aren't in action, which they should have been against West Brom.
Sean, you're about to walk around to the Stretford end.
Yes, I'm about
Why?
To walk. I'm about to walk around to the Stretford end because my dad gives me an hour every home game, because I like to take pictures of both team buses.
Right.
The visiting team plus the home team.
What, the players or the coaches?
The coaches.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm on the opposite side of where the team get off.
Right.
And put them in a folder. I keep evidence of each game I go to.
How many pictures do you take?
And I take 198 each game I go.
Can I remember at Reading, because I was stood with you at one point, and you took, is it 198? Why 198?
Because you can look back at the same picture, and if the first one's blurred, you can delete the bad one and keep a good one.
So you take 198 in total, or 198 after you've deleted the bad ones?
No, 198 in total. I stop at 135 at half-time, then finish with 198.
And you take action shots as well?
Yes.
And fan shots as well?
And managers, and the visiting goalkeeper, and the home goalkeeper, and the home manager, and the away manager.
Are you in any of the pictures?
Latest United we
stand. Do you take any of yourself at all?
No.
So you've got your camera in a case around, and do you love photography?
Yes.
Are you good at it?
Yes.
And who is your favourite player, Sean?
Zlatan at the moment.
So you will take more pictures of Zlatan than any other player
Zlatan
today?
Zlatan Mata and Ibrahimovic as well.
Right, they're your main men.
And plus Mourinho, if I can get him on his own.
When I stood with you at Reading, you'd taken all these pictures. How do you watch the game?
I stop it when I get to there, and then I try and I don't just get them in one position. I try and catch them over the far side in different angles.
Have you got a zoom on your camera?
Yes.
I'm not going to stop you, Sean. You go to the Stretford end. I hope you get both team buses.
Yes.
And do all the buses look the same? Are they not just luxury coaches?
No, ours is double-decker. Theirs is a single-decker.
United's a double-decker. Who's got the best team coach?
United.
Who's got the second best?
Chelsea.
Really? Good luck getting the pictures in the rain, Sean. You take care of yourself. Bye-bye. So that was Sean, a character who you see at the game, goes home and away. Still raining heavily. Jan Molby has just walked past us. He must be working for a media company. He goes to a lot of, watches Manchester United a lot of games. And the Chelsea coaches are coming past right this second. Kings Ferry, Chelsea coach number one.
Hey lads, all right.
United fans are in.
I need one after this.
In pretty optimistic mood, considering how frustrating the results have been, how bad the weather is. Steve, you did the last podcast.
Mate,
you
okay?
Never mind me. How are you? You're the one who's just been in.
I'm broken.
In Brussels, broken. For 5 days.
That bus has got a wheel nut missing. Sean's going to be furious. latest United we stand to. I'm all right.
What was your? At what point did you feel worst after your trip to Anderlecht? Getting home, or was there?
Well, no, because I went to that do at Webby's at Hotel Football last night. Norman Whiteside was on, and I bought tickets for that before. And obviously, we were going to Anderlecht, so it was just the dawning realization of getting off. When we got off the ferry at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and then you got like two and a half hours home. To go home, say hello to your missus, and I mean the worst bit was just trying to break into my own house because she's changed the locks.
Has she?
No, she's not happy with me.
I can understand why she's not happy with you. To be fair to her, I missed you last night, but I saw a lad who'd just seen you. I said, "Where's Steve?" And he said, "He's gone. He's looking a bit rough. In fact, he looks like he needs a blood transfusion."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How much sleep did you have last week?
I didn't.
Right. Manchester United are playing Chelsea today.
Yeah.
I think I did the two podcasts at Stamford Bridge. Lost both games. I hope this is a third time unlucky. But
it's been interesting to see what he does today, because I think not winning the other night and it still be, even though we're in the box seat, it just means Thursday's got a bit more caution is needed today, I reckon. So I think it's just potentially got that little bit of maybe Thursday's a bigger game now, which it probably was anyway, but even more so now. I think he potentially could end up, but then on the other side of the coin, he's not going to want to get beat a third time by his own club, so it'll be interesting to see what he does and how United set up. But and again, you're looking at the conditions, it's pissing it down rain, the pitch will be slippy as hell, you know, form probably will go out the window a little bit. So it could be.
I hope so. That means we won't draw.
It's got that. Do you remember? I mean, remember years ago? It was. I think it was around Easter time as well. We played. I think it was 97, 98. We played Middlesbrough. I think it was Good Friday or Easter Monday or something like that. It was 3-0.
Yes, I do.
And it absolutely 97. Belted
if I'm not
it down.
Mistaken.
Yeah, but you probably won't be mistaken, will you?
Well, Sean will know when he comes back after.
He'll know what bus he came in. Yeah. It's got the element of that about it today. So it could be one of them. It could be one of these. Like we've been seen pretty. I'm not in this Jose's playing the way United should camp. I think we've been playing pretty okay at times, but no better than that. And I think today could be it's set up to be quite an exciting game because of the conditions.
We've not played the way since that song really took off at the end of January. It's coincided with that song starting with United's results going the other way. A couple of things from points you said about the weather. I went to see Nemanja Vidic in Milan last week, and he said Manchester has the perfect climate for professional football because it's damp, it's cool, it's often wet, the pitch is really fast.
Yeah.
And the term he used was, you can open your lungs up, you can make those runs. Old Trafford's a big pitch. And I really like that. Philip, look at him. Just...
Are you okay?
It's Philip Neville joining us on the podcast, the latest member of the Neville family.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Right, we're speaking Spanish. All right, ¿qué tal? Philip, who's going to win today at United and Chelsea?
Man United 2-0.
But they draw every game.
Today's all about the Rashford.
All right, right, well, that was an interlude from Phil Neville.
Yes, United, we stand 250.
And he's predicting a 2-0.
You were talking about rain.
I was talking about rain. And I also was going to add in about your point about the Europa League. The players think finishing in the top four is a stretch. And I've had that from a couple of different sources. Yeah.
Well, because of that running.
And I get that. I can see that the running's difficult, even though we've been much better away from home than drawing every week at home. And I do think United are clear favourites to win the Europa League, and have been pretty much since the start. But it's still a cup competition, Steve. It's still a knockout cup competition. You don't get in it for losing the final.
I've seen... Yeah, exactly that, but I've seen everything watching United. I've seen us win every single tournament possible in the world, bar this one. And that means so much to me. We've said it all season on the podcast.
We went to Feyenoord for the first one, and we were bigging it up when a lot of people, a lot of journalists were saying United should be out of this as soon as possible. Yeah, it's a fucking trophy.
Bullshit.
And we've been to some great places this season.
But then again, I get quite animated about, you know, this is a club. There's a tunnel over there and a statue about a club who lost its one of its greatest ever sides in pursuit of European glory. So journalists are almost indirectly, when they're saying things like that, disrespecting the tradition of what European football means to United. And when you look at it from a supporter point of view, we all get that. Every supporter gets that. And then, you know, you bring it back to the more pertinent point of the fact that it's been a right blast going away in Europe. Doesn't matter where you go, you know, you end up doing the same things, you end up surrounded by the same people, you're meeting all various different characters. It's been top. And if you offered me, you know, 12th and winning the Europa League, I'd bite your hand off at it. I absolutely would bite your hand off at it. I think finishing 4th and getting the Champions League.
What about relegation and the Europa League?
To be fair, I wouldn't mind going down.
It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Some great away trips.
Going Huddersfield away, taking 6,000.
I'd go down just Fulham's to go always good. Away.
Rotherham away. Well, they've gone down.
No, in Arlott, though, we'd get... Yeah, oh, there's some top trips, but...
No, in Arlott.
But we can't do it this year because Brighton are coming up.
Yeah, that's a good one. They've got a good ground, then. And they play good football.
And it's miles away.
Oh, I know you'd like that, because it's absolutely miles away.
We'll go on the ferry.
To Brighton, round.
Pull to Zeebrugge and then come back over to Dover.
If Brighton had a port, right? We're getting sidetracked now. Prediction today: I'll go 1-1.
I think there'll be lots of goals today. I think it'll be 2-0.
I think I'll be pissed off if United win, because I just think, what if? And there's not been a big performance against a good team. It just, obviously, I want United to win, but it'll piss me off.
We beat Tottenham at home.
Yeah, that was a big win, December.
But then they weren't clicking at the time. We probably beat City. We beat City in the League Cup, but after that, all the other games that you class as big games against big rivals, we've not taken. So, you know, today could be it. And he owes his old club one. He's not going to want to get done over three times in his first. Aye, Enzo, all right.
It'd be great.
He's not going to want to get beat three times by them.
To put 3, 4, 5. When was the last time United scored 5 in a league match?
In a league match.
I don't know the answer.
I think you don't know.
Europe, Leverkusen, away. Yeah. But in a league game, people will be listening to this now who know. I should know it. I think United have gone 140 odd games since putting 5 past the team. So we're going early, boys.
You'll be taking pictures of coaches next.
I won't be taking pictures of coaches, but I am going to go to the ground. I'm not going to take 198 pictures. 10 minutes to kick off. I mean, Jay Stan, the flags are starting to go up. I'm just looking at one from behind. It looks like David Moyes, but no, it's definitely not a flag of David Moyes. Maybe I'm going to lose you in a second when the public address system gets loud. Teams are about to come out. What's your name, mate?
Kieran.
How are you feeling about today, Kieran?
I'm feeling reasonably. I don't think we'll get beat. I feel like our home form's been relatively solid all season. I feel like that will continue today, but we'll have to see. I don't think Chelsea will win the game, but I don't think we will either. So I'll probably go for a draw.
What do you make of the lineup? It's a bit unconventional, isn't it?
Yeah, slightly unconventional. I think we're doing a similar type of thing to what we did at Stamford Bridge in the Cup, matching their lineup. And until Herrera got sent off, it went reasonably well.
What's your name, mate?
Nathan.
How do you think the game will go today, Nathan, just as the teams are coming out?
Looking forward to it. Atmosphere's already starting to get going, so these are always good games. I think Mourinho will be really hurting for those games earlier in the season, so, you know, what a good result today.
What about the lineup?
Yeah, interesting. Whether or not he's deciding to go full on for the Europa, who knows, but, you know, it's a decent team, and I really want to see Rashford through the middle. I've wanted to see that all season, so fingers crossed this will be one for him.
Let's hope your optimism is well-founded. Thank you, both of you. Go Scotland!
Unbeaten at home, I'm unbeaten away. We'll kill any bastards and get it our way. We are the pride of the world, we're from the world. We're the scousers, we're from the world. At least we are united without any doubt. We are the master boys now.
So United are one up, Marcus Rashford put us ahead. 7 or 8 minutes, took his goal really well. Been a very bright start for this Manchester United team. So the second half's just starting, and the first half is the best I've seen United play at Old Trafford for a long time. I thought tactically Jose Mourinho called it just right. I thought Ander Herrera was excellent, Marcus Rashford was excellent, and there looked to be a lot more movement up front without Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And when the team was announced, I looked on social media and there was a sea of negativity. It wasn't quite that negative in the ground, it was a lot more positivity. But when you see so many good players not playing, and Ashley Young named as captain, you could understand why fans were a little bit circumspect. So the first half was fantastic. The sun came out towards the end of it. Manchester United were attacking. Paul Pogba had done a wonderful crunching tackle on Costa. I think it was Costa. At the other end of the pitch to where I am. And it was all good. I'd happily settle for 1-0 now. I fear a 1-1, like so many games this season where United have done well and failed to kill teams off. It seems slightly surreal saying failing to kill Chelsea off, but fingers crossed for a good second half. Just got 2-0 up. Unbelievable. Ander Herrera scored. And the fans around me in J Stand are singing for Ander Herrera. He's not Spanish, he is Basque. He drinks a stray by the cast. And a wave of another chant comes in from K Stand. Some time since Old Trafford was like this for a big league game. It feels fantastic. Parish is a substitution now. Marcus Rashford is getting a deserved applause from the whole of the ground, a standing ovation. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming on. We're stood in J Stand. What have you made of it so far?
Brilliant, great performance from the team today. I don't think Rob said before, it looks like a lot of people are playing so that they're here next season now, so it seems like there's a bit more urgency. Chelsea look like they come here thinking, oh, just get a draw, maybe get a winner, but they just don't look interested. Like a bit more possession for them now since Carrick came on, we look a bit slower, but reception for Rashford there, well deserved, top player. Great to see a young lad that age coming into the team. Mint.
Best performance of the season at Old Trafford?
Yeah. I'd probably say so. I mean, best opposition we've faced by far. Don't see anyone else who's come close really this year. They pissed the league, so it's like, yeah, it's great to see us like back in contention for these games again instead of just struggling to get a goal. It's like, nice to see two goals.
much at a home game, especially.
They can't throw it away, surely, now, can they? There's 7 minutes left.
I can't see it. It's like, the thing is with Mourinho, he learns from his mistakes, don't he? It's like, next season's the one for me. It's like, it's when I'm most interested in.
That's when it's fairer to judge him, you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, when Van Gaal left, everyone said it's going to take 2 years to sort his team out. He's had a year. Brought four signings in. You could argue that all four signings have been really successful. That's the same again. I'd be very happy.
What was your reaction when you saw the team before the game?
I was in the pub and loads of people were moaning. I remember back to that Arsenal game under Fergie in the cup. The Silvers in midfield, and everyone's moaning over that. And then we levered them 4-0, so I was like, just got to judge the team when you're on the pitch rather than on the score, on the team sheet. So.
Herrera's had a good game as well.
Yeah, fantastic today. Good to see him step up in the big games as well. I quite like that. It's like we've missed that for a few years.
Did you make the song up about him?
No, my brother, he's next to me here, he's like,
is that you're responsible for the Herrera song?
Yeah. I remember it. Quite like the Basque, so.
What was the inspiration for it?
You might need to explain it to different persons. Yeah.
So them Argentinian fans on that last World Cup in Brazil.
Yeah.
They kept singing it loads, actually. Pretty good tune, that.
Yeah.
Quite like the City one too. I know, like the Ben Sherman and Kangol stuff. Got to be better than that, so I thought I'd do it for that. Quite like the Basque reference as well.
Does he know about it, Ander?
Yeah, he tweeted about it. So someone asked him what his favourite beer was, and he said Estrella, like my song. Pretty buzzing. Well, my mum said it made nothing of my life, but there you go.
What have you made of today?
Yeah, pretty enjoyable. I was wondering, there's only two of us in the pub before the game, and he said, I think we'll win today, me and my other mates. So it's like, Woody off the podcast. But yeah, confident. Well, I've been that every week, and it's in one all games. I'm kidding myself.
Rob, you enjoyed today?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an absolute surprise. Came here with absolutely no hope at all. I've not had much to go on over recent weeks. Been draw after draw after draw. And even when we scored, I said we've equalised before they've scored. But I'm really surprised and really proud of them. So, Herrera, Rashford, absolutely wonderful. The future could be quite bright. So let's just see what we do in the next few games. I think that the end of the season could be quite an interesting one now. You know, we're big games away from home. Might put in some big performances, so let's see.
You're more optimistic than United can finish in the top four after today?
It's a difficult one. I really hope they can, but it's, I think some of these players will shine in the bigger matches, and we might pick some points up against City next week. Who knows?
Is it not frustrating for you that they've done so well today and yet dropped so many points at home?
Yeah, I think it is, but it's obviously no areas of game against the big teams. I think as well, some of the players just picked today have got a point to prove, and they probably know they've got a final coming, potentially at the end of the season. But I think it's what we've come to expect since Ferguson's left, and the big games we've always done all right, because the players get up for it. It's just that motivation when, we don't really have to win the bread and butter games.
Who's impressed you today? And a nice song for Andy Cole, currently coming out of J Stands. Hope you're well, Andrew. Hope you're getting better.
I think today has been the defence again. Rojo and Bailey have looked good. You see Ashley Young as well has played quite well.
Captain Ashley Young.
Yeah, I think he picked the team, I think, today to win the game, not the players, which is what Mourinho's best at. He's always good at these sort of big cup type games where you have to pick a team to win a one off. And I'm glad he didn't pick Ibrahimovic, because he's only scored all the goals this season. But we need pace today in behind wing backs, chasing down. You couldn't play up against three defenders on his own. He's not mobile enough, and it's paid off.
Just come out of Old Trafford, probably the best performance of the season, Manchester United 2, Chelsea 0. If I'm not mistaken, Phil Neville predicted that when he butted in on his way into the ground. I even think he said that Marcus Rashford was going to score, so he's got that spot on, and he's more accurate than I was, because I thought it would be a draw. I didn't go in for all this Mardiness pre-match when the team came out. It was unconventional, yes, but he's the manager. He picks a team he thinks should win the match, and that's what he did. And Manchester United won the game. Yeah, it is unusual having Ashley Young as captain and Zlatan on the bench, but all these people have vanished
after Manchester United have played so well and won 2-0. Thought Ander Herrera was excellent, Rashford superb, especially in the first half, just as he was in Anderlecht, to be fair to him. But Marcus Rojo played well, Darmian played well. I don't think there are any weak players, really good. And about time as well, there's not been enough of that this season, where Manchester United have overcome and beaten, and comprehensively beaten, a team as good as Chelsea. And a little bit of frustration as well, because you only wonder, what if Manchester United had scored more goals and turned those dreaded draws into wins? And with a couple of people who've just come out of the Stretford End. Harry, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
What was it like? What was the atmosphere like in the Stretford End?
Absolutely awesome.
Who was your favourite player today?
Marcus Rashford.
Were you singing?
Yeah.
What?
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Got Man United on my mind. Jose's playing the way Man United should. Oh yeah, something tells me I'm into something good.
So you enjoyed that then, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell your mates about going to Old Trafford?
Yeah.
Tom, how old are you?
18 years of age.
And you've just done 3 games in a week, including your first European away trip to Anderlecht. What was it like?
Amazing.
Why?
The fans are just at a different level at European aways, and it's so much better than domestic in the Premier League.
So you're going to go on more European away trips?
If we can get there, yeah.
So that was your first one. Describe your trip. Is it true you went by coach from Manchester, which set off at 2 a.m?
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. Took me 14 hours to get there.
Did you sleep?
Not at all.
And then when you got to Brussels, did you sleep there?
No, until 2 o'clock Wednesday morning.
You must have been knackered.
I know, but I went for the party and come back safe and sound.
And then you came back via Dover?
Dover, yeah.
And you went with a load of older lads and they all looked after you.
Yeah.
What did you think of Brussels as a city?
It was not too bad, but it was not the best.
Why wasn't it the best?
It was just too spaced out. It could have been more. Could have been more better with the fans singing a bit more.
Yeah, and how are the United fans behaving? Who you saw?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. There's a smile there. Letting flares off. The police were allowing that.
Yeah.
Dad, you were on the podcast a few weeks ago. We've had demands for you to come back. What did you make of Manchester United today against Chelsea?
Best performance of the season for me. Everybody played well, which is unusual. Herrera was top. Rashford, what a choice to play Rashford instead of Ibrahimovic, impact player. Random
fast,
ragged.
Yeah. Really
Herrera
fast.
Was in about 6 different positions. Gary Neville's pointed out after the game. Top game, top performance. Just great result. Just what we needed, like you said before. Pity the other 12 draws were, we didn't get convert some of them into wins. We'd have had a sniff, but Chelsea's under pressure now, and
because they've looked clear favourites right since
clear favourites. Yeah. I think at the beginning of the March they were 19 points clear. Now they're 4.
So Tottenham, 9 points clear of United. They were never 9 points clear of Tottenham.
No, yeah. Of United.
Yeah.
But Tottenham, Ponce's. So it's like, which Ponce team's going to win it? I think Chelsea will just about hold on.
Why are Tottenham Ponce's?
Because they're close, their ground's close to Arsenal and their Ponce's. And it's a registry,
London.
Yeah.
Because it's from London?
Yeah, it's from London. So they will implode.
Lots of people listen to this podcast in London, yeah. So I apologise in advance of any comments. What do you not like about London?
I love London. I used to love West Ham in the 60s, top team.
Yeah.
But Arsenal and Tottenham always manage from a winning position to lose it.
Yeah,
and
in the league, they bottle it.
Yeah, they bottle it. Like Arsenal. Yeah. Arsenal's had it won a couple of times under Wenger, and their arses have gone. Tottenham this year looked decent, though. Pochettino, I like him.
Your old friend Michael Carrick came on today as substitute.
Can't give him any credit.
The first thing he did was holler instructions to the players around him to take control of the game. How do you think he did?
The whole team played great.
Even Carrick?
I can't say that. The whole team were brilliant.
So you must include
Michael
Carrick then.
He did have an impact on the game.
Yeah, he did well, didn't he?
Yeah. Won't be going to his testimonial, don't worry.
We said that a few weeks ago. You don't need to.
No, but the whole team was top and Mourinho takes full credit. Conte, after the game, said we were outplayed by a better team and he took blame for it and they're at full strength. Hazard went missing, that cheat. it just shows you've done it when you man mark him and work hard what you can achieve.
Eric Bailly had a great game.
Top game, top player. He's just a bit inconsistent. But,
yeah, and isn't that a problem for too many of the players? Like Ander yeah. Herrera, brilliant today. Yeah, yeah. But you need to be putting in the 8 and 9 out of 10s.
Yeah, that's right.
80 or 90% of the time for Manchester United.
Too many players have let us down at key times. With Everton away, cruising. Fellaini gives a penalty away.
What about him today?
Arsenal at home, you know, Rashford didn't close the lad down and they crossed in as, you know, Jones never left the ground. So, the games where we should be winning, we should have won. Massive games. We could have been up there with Chelsea this year. I know, like Sheldon out of Big Bang Theory, should have, would have, could have. But, you know, United are showing signs that we might just finish in the top four. Massive games coming up. Don't care about anybody else. We've got to beat City away and we've got to beat Arsenal.
Hard ones, though.
Hard games, but Arsenal are ponces. They're imploding because they're Wenger. So they're there to be taken. City look crap today against West Brom. West Brom should have scored two before City scored. Scored one. City.
Liverpool.
It was Liverpool, sorry. City yesterday,
though. Who's most out of City or Liverpool?
I can't say.
You look really pained at that question. Yeah.
I don't give Scousers any credit for anything. They're about the same standard.
The Liverpool teams who won the European Cup must have been brilliant teams.
Well, they were awesome.
So you must give them credit for that.
Yeah, but in the '70s, that was in the '70s when it was a proper team with Toshak and Keegan and that. But
and as a city,
these too many foreigners. It's like you know, it's like a lot of the teams in England now. Too many foreigners playing, so. Today United were awesome and they played great and they worked hard.
Paul Pogba made a tackle. I think it was on Costa in the first half. It was brilliant. The old ground rose to it. It was.
Yeah.
It changed the tone.
That's long overdue, though.
Yeah, it is. I think he'll come good, though. And I think he was very good before Christmas.
Yeah, there's a lot of Reds. Yeah. There's a lot of Reds losing patience with him. He needs to cut down on his social media outbursts.
Why is that damaging anyone?
Because it just makes him a dick. Because what he does on social media is not what he's doing on the pitch. If you're not doing it on the pitch, keep your head down, work hard at training, and then if you're banging a couple in a game and having an impact on a game and getting 8 and 9 out of 10 in the paper, then go on social media and start doing your emojis, whatever they are.
But how much harm is it doing? It's not like a lad in the 70s going out and drinking heavily.
No, not at all.
I speak to people about Pogba, and I spoke in the last couple of weeks, I spoke to a lot of people about him, and they praise his professionalism.
Yeah.
And I think before Christmas he was doing very well, and granted, at post-Christmas, he's been underwhelming.
Yeah, he has. But if the team's showing signs like they are today and Anderlecht, we should have won. We're showing signs that we're going to finish strongly, and if we do, we'll win summit. We'll win a trophy. We'll finish in the top four, so we'll finish with a bang. And Mourinho will be justified what he's done,
because
he's outstanding today. His choice, you know, even leaving Zlatan out and starting with Rashford was brilliant.
So, concluding now, do you think United will go through against Anderlecht in the next game on Thursday?
Kane'em at home.
They've been brilliant at home in the brilliant. Europa League, at least results-wise and the goals.
Yeah.
And then it's Burnley next week in the league. Might you be going to your first away game at Burnley?
Can't wait!
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're standing behind the goal, you're going to get behind the Reds?
Yeah.
You're a lucky lad, aren't you?
Yeah.
You think they'll beat Anderlecht?
Yeah.
And Burnley?
Yeah.
Tom, going through against Anderlecht?
Yeah.
You're going to have woken up after your trip to Belgium in time for the home game.
Just about.
Yeah, and then Burnley away next week.
Yeah, looking forward to another top class away with the Reds.
The lads will be joining you with the next podcast from Anderlecht outside Old Trafford on Thursday night. And of course, we'll have them at every game from now on until the end of what is still a pretty interesting season. Until then, goodbye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.